You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert banter with Meg, and you're just in time for Boat Smart. I like the way he says boat in that song.
All those boat songs are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I like it. Someone put that together for us a while ago, and I just love it.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, this is a great show every Friday at this time. Just a little bit after 10, we're here with Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine of Northwest Florida. And today, hosted with Stefan Schmidt. He's been doing this for quite some time.
Oh, my gosh. It's been over 20 years.
Yeah. And you're so good at it.
Yeah, so, you know. I don't know if I'm good at it, but I sure have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as long as you just have fun doing it, you may not have to be good at it, you know?
Well, <So. laughs> that might be my mantra.
Yeah, it works.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, it works for me. So,
I want to mention our friend Bill couldn't be here. I guess, you know, we're in the heart of boating season, and he's busy at the marina. So.
Busy.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
But he'll probably be back with us next week. But in the meantime, Stefan, you're the star of the show today.
Oh, man, I am here, and you are listening to Boat Smart. Like Meg said, it is a text-in show, 850-437-6000. 1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question or comment about your boat. Maybe you have an issue with your boat. Maybe you have a question about boating safety. Maybe you have something about the school over there. Maybe you have a question about my program, Marine Service Technology. You can ask a question about that or any other program. If I don't have the answer, I will definitely get that answer.
Well, it's a great place.
Help you out.
Georgetown Technical College is an amazing place.
They
what you do
like
there.
5 to 28 different programs. And Meg, you need to come over and do a tour. We need to set
that
up.
I really want to. I do.
Yeah, we do need to set that up, and we'll get the principal involved, assistant principal.
I would love
that. And let them walk you through the program so you can be educated of what we have over there.
Yeah, I really would enjoy that.
All your contacts and stuff that you have in Pensacola, in our surrounding area, telling them what we do at Georgetown is so very important. I still run into people that have no idea that Georgetown is over there. You know?
It's an interesting thing because you should, but...
But people don't know. I mean, we're tucked away back over there and, you know, on what are we, on Longleaf Road over there by UPS, you know? And a lot of people don't know what we do over there. If they do know about Georgetown, they may not know what we do.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on that campus, and we continue to... I like to think we help people and give them opportunities.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to do in my classroom, is give people opportunities.
Well, you do a great job of that. I know that, though, we like to say this on the show because I know this is a great accolade for you, but you've been doing this how many years now?
A long time. I've been doing this, oh my gosh, 18 years. I'm going into 18 years now.
Wow, 17.
So 17 into 18 years.
Okay.
And I know that sounds like a long time. I don't think any other job in my lifetime, in my career, I've ever held a job that long.
That's impressive, especially in this day and age. Yeah. Most people last about 2 years.
I've been in places, I own my own business close to 13 years. I've been at places, you know, for 7 years and things like that. But people tend to move around a lot, you know. But I like to think this is my calling. It's what I'm supposed to do. Help people, you know, and get them jobs, change their lives, maybe.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So we are sponsored by Key Marine Center. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. Remember, they're your Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, and MerCruiser Repower Center. They can help you on any kind of maintenance issues on those. You want maintenance done, or if you have running issues or anything like that, they can take care of the engine. They can take care of many of the boat problems, bilge pumps, electrical, those kind of things as well. So check out Key Marine out there at 5621 Bower Road.
And you can also check them out on Facebook. They have a social media presence as well. So
they
can kind of get the latest on what's happening with the latest in boat engines and the motors, all the stuff that I know very little about.
Yeah, and Georgetown. Well, you're learning, Meg. You're learning.
Oh, I am learning.
And Georgetown has a Facebook page as well, so and you can check that out. And we post a lot of stuff. We've been in the teachers are back.
Are you officially
now? We
came
back Tuesday.
Okay.
And so it's been one of them weeks this week, a lot of meetings and stuff like that. I'm trying to get my classroom in order, working on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every year I change things. I'm never happy with not necessarily with what I have, but the way I do things. Always trying to change and make things better. So I'm working on that right now.
Wow.
You know, and I am way behind. And as I go into the new year, and if you talk to people that know me, they know that I get stressed out this time of year. It's probably...
I think it's pretty normal for teachers.
You think so?
Yes, I have a couple of friends that are teaching in middle school, and so they were having an orientation today. So they were decorating their classrooms this week, getting everything lined up and ready, and there's a stress factor to it. Plus, having not met the students yet, there's that anticipation, what's this year going to be like? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, wanting your classroom to be ready for mm-hmm. students as they walk in. And I think that's important to get everything ready so when they walk in, they feel comfortable. That's my main thing when I have new students coming in. I want them to feel comfortable
right
when they walk into the class. You know, we do introductions. We have students meet each other. So we have like a meet and greet,
kind of thing.
And it's pretty cool at the beginning of class. And I can tell you this, as a teacher, I don't know how it is in K-12 side of it, but as on our technical side of it, you never know what the day is going to bring.
Mm.
And you can have all the best plans. You can have everything ready to go. And things change, like one or two students, and it could be key students or it could be a new student, don't show up that day. And you have a plan. You have a plan that you're going to do your introductions. You're going to do your PowerPoints and all these things that I have planned on day one and day two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm going, wow, I have a student that didn't show up. They didn't know that, whatever reason.
Right.
They didn't want to.
They got nervous.
They got nervous, or they just didn't find the classroom.
Maybe the car broke down. Who knows?
Yeah. But, and so you have to adjust to all that. And that's kind of, I guess that's kind of the part that makes me kind of nervous, too, a little bit going mm-hmm. in. I mean, if every student showed up every day ready to go and everything, it would be so easy.
Right.
You know,
but the whole world,
if everybody in the world showed up, it'd be great. Yeah. If everybody did what they're supposed to do.
Thank you very much.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And that's not the case. A lot of people listen to my show. Oh, I was walking Gator the other night.
Now, this is kind of funny. Gator is. Gator is not a gator.
No, he's not a gator.
He's a little weird, but he's not quite that weird.
Okay. Gator is my pit bull dog that I rescued him. Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Yep. I rescued him over Santa Rosa.
Which, by the way, I just have to point out that this guy is a Florida guy, right?
I am a Florida guy.
So he has a bulldog. What's wrong with this picture?
No, he is not a bulldog. He is a pit bull. There's a difference.
Well, it's kind of a bulldog. Close enough.
My dog's a lot smarter than that George dog.
Hey, anyway.
I was walking the other day, and I'm coming up to these people as I'm walking, and now I'm getting Gator, not me. Gator's getting a fan base. It's pretty cool. People honk at him and wave at him.
He's a cool dog.
You know, he's got a vest on, and mm-hmm. he just looks cool walking next to me and all this stuff. And I heard somebody yell. They kind of pointed at me, and they're, hey, there's Hollywood. Well, I thought they're talking about Gator.
Right.
So I walk over, and I say, hey, and I said, what do you mean? Where's Hollywood come from? I listen to you on... Boat Smart every Friday. And it ended up happening. I worked on their boat back when I had my S&S Marine also.
Oh, goodness.
So from that to the Boat Smart. And so it was pretty cool. I had a nice little conversation with them and talked to them a little bit.
Oh, that's so fun.
That was pretty neat. I just wanted to tell everybody about that because I think it's cool.
Well, shout out to your Hollywood friends.
Yeah, to Hollywood.
Hollywood. I love it.
Yeah, I thought they were talking about Gator because he's the Hollywood guy.
He's pretty cool.
He is cool. I like to say that I rescued him and in turn he rescued me because that dog makes me walk and gets me out. Last night we did 3 miles. I got home last night and I didn't feel like doing anything. The day had drained me down and that poor dog looks at me like, hey man, let's do something here. You know?
Right.
So
they know.
Like, we're not gonna walk very far tonight, okay, buddy? And then it ended up doing 3 miles.
Right.
You know, so that's pretty good for me.
Yeah. I think it's good for anybody. Especially in this heat.
Yeah, you know, it's really good. So if you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620. Jot that number down. We're gonna give something away here in just a little bit, about 20 after I'll give something away. And we'll do that as well. 850-437-1620. Looking at my notes, we're getting ready for fall. I'm rearranging the shop. I did send out an email to my students asking them for help. Yeah, I did. I said, hey, you know, I need to get some more. We cleaned up over the summertime
mm-hmm.
and got shop organized and things like that. And maybe people think that, well, that's not part of education or that's not, you know, you're not learning anything at that point or something like that. Well, the reality of it is when you work at a shop, you stop and you actually clean up things and you rearrange your shop. And there's times where you have to take that second to do that, you know, and I've been working at shops and in my shop as well. I've stopped and said, hey, today we're having a cleanup day, you know, and we got to get things organized. Because if you're not organized, things don't go well.
True.
So, you know, so I've asked the students, I sent out a nice email, hey, y'all, and this is what we're looking at. Would y'all be willing to help, you know, get a shop? I give it the option, you know. And, of course, all of them, yeah, we'd love to do that.
Right.
Because I want that shop to be their shop.
Sure.
You know, and I tell my students that. They'll come and ask me, can I move this or can I do that? I said, it's your shop. As long as everybody's okay with it, go ahead and do what you need to do. This is your shop, and that's how I treat my students when they come into the shop.
I love it.
So, yeah, so we're doing that. They're going to get that done. We're actually only going to be back Wednesday and Thursday next week.
That's easy. Students. That's kind of a nice transition.
I like it because I have an opportunity to get the new students acclimated. I have an opportunity to get the students that are returning, you know, looking at where they're at, what their numbers and things like that, how many hours they have. So there's a lot going on in 2 days.
How many are in your class?
I'm running about 22 right now.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Several part-timers, both first and second.
Because it's a hands-on class. It's not it's not a classroom. You need to clarify that.
I teach people, I tell people that I hear Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt in my sleep sometimes. Because as I'm walking around and doing things, helping other students, all I hear in the background, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt. And I'm having to walk over, you know, which is fine. But it's constant.
Sure.
You know, and it just doesn't stop. And that's cool. And we have open enrollment. So we have students at different levels at different times and things like that. And I was talking to somebody about that the other day, about there's lockstep programs where what they get 20 students or 25 students. They all go through it at the same time, same class,
right.
Everything. And there's benefits to that.
But yours is different.
Mine's different. People show up and at different times. So I may have students that's been there for 6 months, students that are getting ready to graduate, students that are part-time, students that are, you know, full-time, part-time first half, part-time second half, full-time students, six different programs.
Wow.
And I call it controlled chaos.
Sounds like it.
You know? But if you look at our success rate, you know,
pretty
something's
impressive.
Working pretty good.
Pretty impressive.
You know,
you're number one in the country?
Number one in the country for Yamaha for job placement. We are 96-97% in completion rates.
Wow.
100% in job placement, like 96 in completion rates and that kind of stuff. So, you know, the numbers are important.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had somebody ask me the other day, they said that it was somebody looking, we're trying to hire an HVAC instructor right now, and it was during an interview process, and they asked about numbers. And, you know, it got me thinking about this because I used to worry about numbers.
Right.
It's very, you know, it all has to do with, are you going to stay employed at the school because we're a year-to-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Our numbers have to work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Used to stress me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I worried about the numbers. Well, what I figured out a long time ago, I've been here a while, so probably about my third or fourth year, I finally figured out, okay, here's what I need to do. I need to concentrate on the student's success.
There
number
you go.
One, making sure we're meeting their goals. And number two, I need to have a great advisory council, my people out in the industry partners.
Mm-hmm.
If I take those two things, concentrate on industry partners and my students, the numbers help themselves.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you do it and you approach it that way, it really works well.
That's great.
You know, so that's my take on things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't worry about the numbers too much. And, you know, numbers are like everything else. They go up and down, right?
Oh, sure. They fluctuate.
So, you know,
but you've got a great standing.
Being number one in job placement because I have no place to go from there. Except down.
Stop. You know, he's so, got a, don't let
give
him fool
me 99.
You. He's got a waiting list for his class.
I do have a waiting list.
Don't let him
and
fool
it continues.
You.
Hey, you know, I've got a student coming by on Monday with a parent that's going to do a walkthrough. A student that's
nice.
In my class, never met him before. The parent reached out to me and said, hey, I'd like to meet you.
Excellent.
And my son would like to meet you.
You got to bring some of the new students in this fall.
Yeah.
Because you've done that before, but we'd love to have them on the show.
Oh, I do it all the time. You know, do walkthroughs and talk to people, try to figure out their needs and that kind of stuff and do that. So let's go ahead and do this giveaway because this is a trivia question that we're going to give away a Suzuki visor.
Nice.
A Suzuki keychain.
Very nice.
And that 250th Marine Service Technology Challenge coin. It has Marine Service Technology on one side, has an eagle on the other side, and it has a 250th anniversary celebrating our 250 years.
Beautiful. And made by his wife, Stephanie, with a bling.
Bling Fest Creations makes
Bling
that
Fest
for
Creations.
Our class and for you guys.
I love mine.
And I think it's cool. It has a skull on it.
It's
so
beautiful,
if you don't like
though.
Skulls, I like, you know, I like that.
He's a biker.
It's biker. It's nautical, piratey, all that stuff. And it's red, white, and blue like our flag. So
that's awesome, too.
Here's the question. So you got to pay attention. If you listen to the show anytime, really, because I talk about this quite often. So here we go. All right. The trivia question. How many years have I been the instructor for Marine Service Technology at George Stone? How many years have I, Stephen Schmidt, been the instructor at MST, is what we call it, Marine Service Technology at George Stone? If you can text that in, 850-437-1620 is the number.
And whoever gets it right will be the winner. So
that's right.
You got a chance to win these great prizes.
Yep, you're going to win that visor, a Suzuki visor, a keychain. You guys still got to go out there to Key Marine to pick all that stuff up. But they'll have it out there for you. You can do a tour of Key Marine as well.
Okay. We got one that came in right away.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that they're really right. They said 18. So it's 17 going on 18. So this is the 18th year. So you got it right.
You got it right.
And they were the first one in. I mean, right away. So the texts are rolling in behind them. So sorry for all of you. But so you got to be quick in this show.
You got to be quick.
So I don't have your name. So if you wouldn't mind sending me your name and an email, that would be super. But you're the winner. It's the person that was the number starts with 619 and ends with 5606.
That's the middle part. No, you're not going to tell
us. No, I'm not going to tell the middle part.
My
but
number.
I know it's a Boat Smart listener because there's lots, when I look back and there's lots of questions about
Boat
Smart technology.
Yeah, if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. We're here to help you if you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have, the boating season's still going on, and we still have a lot of time. I haven't been using my boat a lot. I have several things going on around me, so I haven't used my boat. And, my gosh, Meg, you're going to be mad at me. About at least a month I haven't been on my
boat.
What? Yep.
With
that's
all this
unusual.
Yeah, are you okay? You feeling all right?
We had all the rain, and then it's hot, and then I had to leave town for a few days, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So.
But this is Boat Smart, and I was asking them before we went on the air. Now we're into August. People that had new boats in June or now been on it for a while for a season. What do you see now that people need to be careful of as far as being Boat Smart?
Well, first of all, I hope if they got a new boat and they just started the boating season, they should have took a boating safety course, and that's for everybody.
Right, because we had a couple accidents this summer already.
We did over Blue Angels weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, they happen, and it's in a lot. And I like to think that most of them are, avoidable, and probably are. So I would definitely take a boating safety course, and make sure that you got all your safety gear on board. Make sure that your lights are working. All those things are very important. But as you go into the end of the season, you're maybe thinking about school starting, which is that's typically the time that people stop thinking about their boats.
Right. Right.
And it's probably the most important time you should really think about your boat because you're getting ready maybe to store it. You're going to put it up for a few months maybe,
Right.
People get busy. They're taking their kids to school, those kind of things. And you're working and all that stuff. So hopefully you've been treating your fuel like I always recommend. Treat your fuel tank every time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't, you need to probably go ahead and get as much gas out of your boat as you can run it out. And then fill it up and treat your fuel to make sure that your fuel stays good. That's very important. It's also a good time to take care of the things you might need. Take it out to Key Marine and, the little things that you may have noticed. Maybe the stereo isn't working or maybe, hopefully not the bilge pump, but maybe the bilge pump is giving you an issue or you have a light out or maybe you just haven't done that service. Go ahead and get that service done as well, while you're not using it.
Okay.
So those are important things.
Okay. We're listening to Boat Smart, and today Stephen Schmidt is here with us. Our winner just texted in his name is Eric, so congratulations, Eric. You won a Suzuki visor, a Suzuki keychain, and a 250th MST Challenge coin. I will be sending you a text, Eric, on where you can go to pick up your prize. And in the meantime, got another text that says, do you take Gator out on your boat? And if you do, how do you keep them safe? And I'm guessing probably they have a dog, and probably people are thinking, can I take my dog? And if I wanted to, how do I keep my dog safe?
Dog safe, no doubt about it. Yeah, so Gator does go on the boat. He loves going on
the
boat
rides. I've seen pictures, so I know the answer to that
he
question.
He loves the boat. And I have a tri-tune, so the sides of the boat are pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So the worrying about him falling out is not a factor, so I keep the doors closed and that kind of stuff. If we're in an area where it's getting questionable, maybe we're getting rough seas or something, he gets a life jacket put on him, like, you should.
Really? And, they have life jackets for dogs?
I have a life jacket on board, so if everything gets sketchy, he has his own life jacket.
Wow.
So, I try to keep a collar on him, so at least I don't necessarily keep the vest on him. I do take water all the time. That's like smart. Everybody should. Right. And also, you got to consider if you do have a dog on board, where are you going to stop so the dog can go potty? So you kind of have to plan that, you know?
Yeah, good point.
You know, and honestly, I pick up Gator's potty if he potties somewhere. So mm-hmm. I'm one of those good people that do that. And I don't throw the potty down on the ground,
Thank you very much.
The bag. Find a place and in my trash bag or whatever, and I'll do that.
It's both smart, but this is also dog etiquette 101.
Exactly. So, you know. And I scald him for pottying because mm-hmm. I don't like picking it up. I wish he'd learn how to pick it up. No, I don't, really. I'm just kidding. But so you have to plan that. But also when it's hot out.
That was my question, is if you're on the water, it's going to get hot for the dogs.
So. I don't like going out with Gator when it's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, you know, even though you got a bimini top and stuff like that, he tries to find a shade. So our boating times with Gator is actually in a cooler season, September, October.
Sure. Or maybe late at night.
A
little later, I mean, like
evenings,
sunset and afternoon.
We'll go out in the evenings or mm-hmm. sunsets and stuff like that. And that's basically kind of how I do that with Gator. But he loves the boat.
Oh, that's
great. He loves the boat. And all I have to do is say, you want to go on a boat? And he's at the door. He knows.
The
difference between boat. He knows the difference between a truck. And he knows the difference between walking.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so cute. Well, I saw an interesting thing on Facebook just the other day. Somebody was on their boat, and there was dolphins on the outside. And the dog was up looking at the dolphins, just wagging its tail like they had new friends. And they were kind of smiling at them. I mean, it was the coolest thing.
The animals know.
They do.
You know, they kind of know who's out there and that kind of stuff. Does the same thing.
Those kind of experiences you just can't replace when you're on the water in this area. I mean, we're so lucky.
Oh, we are. And what I do is we do dinner cruises, dolphin cruises, sunset cruises, sunrise cruises. That's kind of what I do.
Right.
I don't do fishing. I used to a long, long, long time ago, but I cruise. I mean, that's what we do. And sometimes it's just to get away.
Sure.
And it's maybe just for an hour or two.
Oh, that's the best part.
Yeah, I went up to North Alabama last Friday. I wasn't here.
That's right. We missed you, by the way.
And I did miss being here, but also I needed a little break.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was sit around with my buddy Joe King. He's been on the show here.
Uh-huh.
And all we did was sit around and just relaxed and talked and just did much of nothing.
Nice.
And I very seldom get to do that. So it was very relaxing, and I did enjoy it and felt, you know, rejuvenated, if you will.
That's right.
So that was kind of neat. So
yeah,
I did that.
Very good.
You know?
Very good.
Meg's got me in another place in here on the other side of this desk, and I don't like it all the way over here.
I'm
100 feet away from Meg. And,
sorry.
I usually sit on her. I'm always on your left side.
That's right.
You're on my right.
Yep.
And I'm straight across from her. So it is a little
creature
different
of habit.
Today.
Yeah. That's funny.
And you got to think about that, you know, and going into a classroom and changing things and stuff like that. And when you make a change, how does that affect things? You know,
that's
stuff
right.
like that, too. So it does do that as well.
The dynamics for everything.
For everything.
It's
and
really
me being
true.
On the side, I don't like it over
all
here,
right,
Meg.
We're gonna... I'm sorry.
And this mic is not cooperating either.
I know.
So there's all
we'll
kinds
get it
of
all
stuff
taken
going
care
on.
Of for you, Stephen,
you know,
before we come back next week.
You have to ad lib in a classroom, same thing.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
And you figure it out, and you try not to allow the circumstances to affect your teaching
mm-hmm.
or in the way you treat your class and things like that. And that has a lot to do with being a good teacher, I think.
Well, I would imagine right now the initial nervousness of meeting everybody, and the kids are nervous too, or students. But I think it's interesting. Then after a while, you start to get to know everybody. And
that's, know everybody.
That's kind of a fun time, too.
It is, and it takes time to do that. And, you know, and I've learned a lot of different techniques through the years.
I bet you have.
You know, I've changed
Why
the way
am I not surprised?
I know. I change the way I do things. I change things to make it better. And, you know, even with introductions and mm-hmm. and things like that, you know, I've taken it down a notch a little bit.
Stop it.
I know.
I don't believe it for a second. You should
have.
See him right now. As soon as he starts talking about his students, Stefan's got a big smile on his
man,
face.
I love it. I love
it's
my
great.
Students. I'm glad. I'll be glad to get them back on the 12th. And, you know, I thank y'all for the text today and all that. So we'll be back in here next Friday talking about my new students.
All right. Congratulations again goes out to Eric, who won our giveaway, and we do this every Friday. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Stefan is here with Georgetown Technical College as our Marine Services expert for the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thanks so much, Stefan.
Yep, and we'll see y'all next Friday.
All right. This is Pep Talk.